In Russia, three journalists have been violently beaten over the past few days. First came an attack in eastern Russia, then two journalists were attacked in the Moscow area. One is recovering from a concussion, the other remains in a coma. Both those men were covering a politically charged plan to build a highway north of Moscow, as NPR's David Green reports.
On a dark Moscow street tonight, Anton Chernin was doing his hour-long rotation. He and fellow journalists have been keeping a vigil going outside Moscow police headquarters, demanding justice.
From 8 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock in the evening.
Chernin covers the music industry for a Moscow radio station, and he spoke about the beatings the last few days with an eerie sense of calm. It's a sad reality for Russian journalists, he said. Cover a sensitive issue, and you're a target. The only choice is whether to let the fear get to you.
So you may become a coward, or you might live as you live.
His friend, Oleg Kashin, was opting for the latter when he arrived home late Friday night and was savagely beaten. A surveillance video apparently showing the attack has been prominent in Russian news coverage. Kashin's leg and jaw were broken, and he lost the tip of one of his fingers. Kashin remains unconscious, but doctors are hopeful he'll recover. Kashin is a political reporter for Kommersant, a respected mainstream newspaper. His editor, Mikhail Mikhailin, said Kashin's mangled fingers are proof someone didn't like his writing. It's not like war has just been declared on journalists, the editor said on a Russian radio station. We were already made part of this war. According to the Committee to Protect Journalists, Russia is the eighth most dangerous country in the world for journalists. 32 have been murdered since 1992, and 19 murders since 2000 are still unresolved. As for why Kashin was attacked, there are plenty of theories. One is that he covered a highway project that would cut through the Khimki Forest north of Moscow. People with money in the project have political clout, and they don't like when environmentalists or investigative reporting stand in their way. This theory behind Kashin's beating gained new credence yesterday when a suburban reporter named Anatoly Adamchuk, who also covers the forest debate, was attacked and hospitalized. Then news reached Moscow today of a separate third incident, an editor in the city of Saratov beaten by two young men Friday as he left a store. In the past, the Kremlin and government-friendly news networks have brushed aside incidents like this. But Kashin's attack has been all over the news, and President Dmitry Medvedev suggested someone had it out for Kashin because of his profession.
The style of the attack, it's not the way wallets usually get stolen. This was targeted action. The people involved must be exposed and punished.
Outside the police station tonight, journalist Anton Chernin said he's willing to give the Kremlin a chance to show its interest is sincere.
Do you think journalists are scared right now to cover hard issues?
No. I think no, because, you know, something is changing. Something is changing.
David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.